Funeral services are scheduled Thursday for 17-year-old Raekwon Brown, who was fatally shot outside Dorchester's Jeremiah Burke High School last week. The brazen afternoon shooting took place last Wednesday near the school. Students and staff were outside because a fire alarm had just gone off. The school reportedly says that alarm went off because of a malfunction. Because so many people were in the area at the time, though, police say some students might know who was involved, and they are asking anyone to come forward with any information. We talked about this with Emmett Folgert. He's executive director of the Dorchester Youth Collaborative, and we started by asking him if he knew Raekwon Brown.
I didn't, but one of the staff people at Dorchester Youth Collaborative knew him, worked with him, was the first person on the scene when he died, and was the first person to tell mother that he had passed. Mm. This is very close.
And so how are folks handling it?
Well, all of that is traumatic, and people have to pay attention to themselves and take care of themselves if they're traumatized, a staff person. I can relate. I had a young person die in my hands before. I've been present at 3 or 4 deaths, and it's traumatic. People who have seen this, especially young people, can just be terrified. However, it doesn't help not to speak. You know, this is our own little mass shooting here. We had 4 shot. We don't need 5. We need to stop this. We've got to be empathetic and supportive, especially of the young people. But there are many community partners there. The staff itself at the Burke is exemplary. I mean, if you're a lonely kid just walking down the hallway, you get somebody next to you there. They look for you. They search you out. It's a wonderful staff. And all of us have to encourage anybody who was there to find someone they trust and speak.
Well, trust appears to be the issue.
Yes.
Why is there this apparent strain in relations? Why is there this mistrust among members of the community? Have things happened that have led young people not to trust?
There is some of that, but I think mainly they're afraid. If somebody's going to go and shoot 4 people, they're afraid that that person might be connected to other people and that there might be retaliation. It's more they're afraid of the shooters than distrust. I think also, too, they think it's like TV. They think they have to, young people especially, think they have to have the whole picture, the whole case. You don't. Maybe it was just a color and a type of sneaker that you saw. It could be just a little part. You got to give the police a place that they can start to do their job in a situation like this. Mm-hmm. This can get ballistic. I've been there when it's been ballistic. I've been here when we had 143 murders in Boston. We only had 600,000 people. Those are Chicago numbers, 1990. You know, those would be the equivalent of 600 murders in Chicago. We've got to close together, close ranks, especially as adults, and help these kids.
What do you hear from young people about this?
I've gotten a million stories that absolutely are not true.
It just seems almost implausible to think that hundreds of people could have been standing outside at this particular time, students and staff, in a busy urban area, outside an urban school, and have this kind of a shooting take place, and we have no idea who's responsible.
I completely agree, and your audience is full of people like me. Teachers, counselors, psychologists are listening to us right now, and anybody who has the trust and has a relationship with young people who are there, we need to reach out to them and their families and try to help them to come forward and to speak, to protect themselves too. If you witness something, a crime, a murder like this, a shooting, you have to talk about it, because if you don't, the entire justice system is short-circuited. We might as well not live in America if we don't have a justice system.
I don't think they trust the justice system, do you?
I think that's part of it. I think that's overplayed. That's one part of it, and something we have to address, and that's community policing. We can have a police officer, the first time a young person meets a police officer and has a substantive conversation should not be in a hot situation. They should already know police by name, and that's something we can do, and we should.
Emmett Folgert, executive director of the Dorchester Youth Collaborative, thanks very much for coming in and talking with Morning Edition.
I appreciate speaking to your audience and you.